Excellent. So from down under the water to actually up in the air. Now, the atmosphere to us guys on the surface is actually a really useful thing. It lets us breathe. It stops UV getting in, burning our skin and stuff. But to astronomers, it's a real pain in the neck because this factor of blocking UV and other harmful radiation means that astronomers can't look and see certain types of radiation from stars and planets and things. And also what it does is it actually bends light. Turbulence in the air actually makes the stars twinkle. That's what you see when you look up. And to astronomers, that's a real pain because it blurs their images. Now, to get around this, we've built things like the Hubble Space Telescope, or we put telescopes up on top of mountains so they avoid most of the atmosphere. But NASA have now developed a whole new way to do this. They've actually got a telescope, 20-ton telescope, and stuck it in the back of a jumbo jet. And they're actually now starting to fly this up into the air to get above 99% of the atmosphere.
Is it sort of piggybacking then on the top of the jet?
Well, actually, the way it works, they've actually had to cut a big section of the jumbo jet out near the tail to actually mount doors into the back. And basically, the telescope's inside the jumbo jet near the tail, and these doors are supposed to open up to let the telescope look out. Now, the first test flight of this was just this year. Oh, sorry, just this week. And basically, they weren't sure how well it was going to fly because you stick a 20-ton mass in the back of a jumbo jet.
And then changes aerodynamic properties.
Absolutely. So it was the first test flight this week. And they just basically did some basic manoeuvres, just flying around a couple of turns to see how it worked and then came back down and landed again.
You wouldn't want to be the pilot on that, would you?
You wouldn't. It sounds a bit hair-raising to me.
Because there's not really an ejector seat on a jumbo, is there? You can't just bail out.
No, yeah. Absolutely. So you're stuck if it's
They must have been pretty confident it was going to fly.
I think they were. They'll have no doubt modelled it quite carefully on computers and things.
So these doors sort of slide to one side, the telescope points at the sky. So what sorts of quality of images would you think you can get from that, Phil? Because obviously the telescope's moving, there must be a lot of vibration, there must be problems with turbulence.
Absolutely.
Sound easy.
It's not easy at all, and this thing will have some really complicated computer control to keep it accurate and keep it pointing in exactly the right direction. But actually, we've been doing this sort of thing for quite a long time. Even back in sort of decades ago, we were sticking telescopes on the end of rockets, shooting them up into the atmosphere and looking at X-ray sources. And that was how the first X-ray astronomy was done. So we've been doing this kind of thing for quite a while now, and it's certainly going to be worth, sticking it on jumbo jet and all the expense that's going to be involved in that to get up above 99% of the atmosphere to look at. Basically, it's infrared it's looking at, so looking at dust clouds, it's thermal radiation, looking at dust and how planets are forming in those dust clouds.
Why do you want an aeroplane to do that? Because I remember Dave sitting here a few months back saying scientists are now exploring the idea of, rather than going to the expense of putting satellites into space, they're going to build massive airships, sling these sort of signal reflectors and transducers onto the bottom of the airship. This can go very, very high up in the atmosphere. Problem solved. So why don't you just put these telescopes on big airships?
Well, I guess that's sort of a possibility, and that certainly should be something for the future. At the moment, we don't have these big airships, but we do have jumbo jets, so we're working with today's technology.